So there are a lot of factors that go into our selection of outside counsel when we do it. And we do occasionally. In fact, just last week we were compelled to because we needed outside counsel on a deal that we couldn't ourselves look at. Right now at Shell Legal, the first filter or first hurdle you have to overcome is that we have a guy. Shell Legal is big enough that we have one lawyer whose full-time job is to work on fee arrangements with external counsel in every case, and he has a protocol in place. So we started by going to him and saying we have this piece of work, and we suggested some firms. So that's another aspect is. My team has some input into who gets selected, and I will admit I also look at the makeup of the firm. But in Houston, we're lucky. There are just myriads of IP firms with all kinds of makeups, and so we can apply a lot of selection criteria. So we feed our relationship guy some names. He has some names. He makes them jump through hoops, and together we select a firm, and so needless to say, that's going to be based on our own perception of quality, expectations, and certainly once we've done something with you, we'll have an assessment of whether we would use you again or not.
So let's say I'm a young attorney. I have won a piece of business for you. Would it help if I sent you a gift afterward?
No. Not yes. Before or after.
Yes. Yes. No.
Definitely.
So that's a real distinction between us, I think, because yes. we were fed some of these issues beforehand. I think Diana and I cannot and would just as soon not even have the discussion because it's more work than it's worth. And you know, we want good lawyers, not lawyers who know good wine.